Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 369. My name is Carlos and I'll be your host for the show. Should you hire an agency to run your PPC advertising or do it in-house? This is what we're going to chat about on this episode. And it's a crunchy topic that is as polarizing as Democrat, Republican. I've avoided doing this episode from the very first release as on one hand, I've made the lion's share of my money as a seller on Amazon. And most of you probably do not know this, but full transparency, I also run a very successful full stack marketing agency that specializes in Amazon for the last 10 plus years. I feel this makes me uniquely qualified to weigh in on this great debate without feeling like I'm wearing a MAGA hat in the heart of San Francisco. What also really, you know, has given me the emotional permission to create this episode is a recent meetup we had in Miami, hosted by Jamin Arvig of AI Commerce on great business practices for Amazon sellers, where this was hit on. The idea of working with an agency who is not run by sellers. And my chuckle here is, I feel like if I was saying this on stage, I would be kind of like bracing myself, like, okay, somebody's about to throw something at me. But the idea of working with an agency who's not run by sellers, or at least sellers who, with an extensive track record of success, is incomprehensible to me. Notice I said extensive track record. And the reason for that is, you know, people get lucky. I know some people that, you know, and kudos to them. They started a product, a brand, and they crushed it and they're out. But they couldn't launch anything else. You know, sometimes the timing is right and they had great work ethic. So, you know, one hit does not, you know, one hit does not a star make, if that makes any sense. So if the person's not an active seller or has an extensive track record of success, it is truly incomprehensible to me. Still, I can think of a few badasses who fit this description, who I respect a great deal, like, you know, just talking about Destiny Wishong, Ritu Java, Joe Shellerud, to name a few. Nowadays, you can throw a rock and hit a so-called Amazon agency who relies on a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter strategy, or worse, just turns on a wannabe AI PPC automation tool. A clock's right twice a day. So, I mean, they rely on this sort of like numbers game to keep those who got lucky with their system and just churn out the ones who don't. These latter brands is one of the great motivators for me to do what I do in the agency to get these brands dusted off and back to growth and profits. Another thing that is, you know, a little side note here that's a little shocker for me is, you know, as a seller, I'm not sure why PPC especially is given this like no man's land position where you have half the sellers that are like, you know, keep this in-house, you know, anti-agency. And then you have the other side, which is the agency is telling you, you know, this is the quickest way for you to succeed. Yet, as business owners, we're totally cool with, you know, have a bookkeeper do this, you know, bring in a specialist or an accountant, photographer, videographer, like these roles, we're just like, we've accepted that this is not something that we should try to tackle. Yet something as complicated and as ever-changing and as time-consuming as PPC, there is the great debate. So, let's assume for the purposes of this episode that when I'm talking about agencies, that we're talking about the good guys and gals who run the agencies and not the scammers. So is it better to hire an agency to run your PPC or to do it in-house? Well, to decide, and I'm not going to give a wishy-washy answer on this. There's no it depends at the end of this episode. I'm not going to ride the fence on this. To decide, we first, though, need to highlight some of the pros and cons of both. And, you know, I'm going off the top of my head here. So, like, if I miss something, obviously, guys, don't crucify me on it. It's not that I don't think it's a thing, but I feel like I have my thoughts pretty collected on this. Again, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and this meetup was on Saturday, and it's really been living rent-free in my head for several days. So I think I have this fleshed out really good. The pros of hiring an agency to run your ads. So an agency is going to cost you, you know, $1,000 to $3,000 a month on the, let's say on the Amazon PPC side of things, not full account management. And and that's going to get you a team of specialists who do this day in and day out. An agency usually has the best tools and softwares to practice their craft, and this saves you from having to have a lot of monthly expenses from these softwares and tools that you're carrying on your books, in addition to agencies. An agency usually has access to extensive data from working with multiple brands. I feel like those are the big hitters right there on the pros. Some of the cons of hiring an agency is most have only one method of attack, or as Jamin put it, a cookie cutter method for working with your ads. Some are great at getting you from 0 to 1, but not from 1 to 10, or vice versa. Most will help you achieve great results you couldn't achieve on your own, but then they can go no further and it's beyond what they can do. And then you're kind of stuck with like this feeling of, like, I can't let them go because they've been good to me and they got me here. Now let's talk about hiring in-house. So a good ad team is, you know, that's going to run you $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Notice I said good ad team. Good ad team, all right? Good ad team. I have to say this 3 times because I almost feel like, I won't call any names. I feel like some of my friends here, like when we get together in the next meetup or breakfast, they're gonna have some choice words for me on this. So having one person who you manage directly or who knows slightly more than you is not the definition of a good ad team. And most of the time, hiring this person is putting you in a worse position because you're than the agency with the one size fits all cookie cutter approach, because you don't have the flexibility or the bandwidth to have multiple approaches to this. There's just like this false sense of nimbleness that you think you have. But a good ad team, again, it's gonna run you somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Remember, it's not just one person that makes up an ad team. And if you're on that team, make sure you're factoring in how much your time costs. Something else is, you know, hiring in-house also exposes you to poor ad strategy, poor content, poor bidding strategies, highly exposes you to less revenues, which is crazy when I'm looking at this. And it's like, you know, obviously when I have my agency hat on and I'm talking to someone, they're like, yeah, it makes sense. He's trying to send me an invoice. But it is truly shocking to see the amount of revenue somebody's willing to not recognize, to not have to pay an agency on a monthly basis. So misallocating inventory without a team to uncover opportunities, limitations on your ad programs. I get access to, on the agency side, you know, and being in the provider network and being an Amazon Ads verified partner, I get access to all the early stuff that comes out. And I can usually, you know, people working with me on the agency side, I can usually get them whitelisted if it's a good fit for their brand or their account immediately. Getting access to some of these things, usually, if you strike while the iron's hot, usually pays for the agency in and of itself that year that you're working with them. You know, hiring in-house exposes you to wildly limited experience. You know, your team will not possess the same data analysis skills. And finally, it's a lack of continued training and education. Assuming you've selected a great product and have a budget, drumroll please, I highly recommend hiring an agency that specializes in PPC for where you are at. Now, why did I word it that way? And you can start throwing stuff at me now. Speed up your treadmill, invent, whatever you're going to do. If you're driving, don't drive fast. But why did I say it like that? So I said, assuming you have selected a great product. I do, not unfortunately that I get the opportunity to speak to these people. I'm blessed for that. But unfortunately, I do hear stories a lot from people that are like, Carlos, I want to work with you. I believe what you're doing. I'm sitting next to and talking to someone who's telling me that you've done great results. But here's a situation. I got 10,000 widgets and they're sitting in a 3PL. And then the other part of my inventory is about to recognize long-term storage fees tomorrow. And I have a $500 ad budget. And I really don't have that much time left for me to have any money to keep this going. You know what? In those circumstances, Yeah, you're right. You know, you shouldn't, you're not a good fit to pay an agency. You need to go figure it out. But in reality, you already hit the iceberg. You're taking on water, you're going down, you don't even know it yet. What you need is a magician. And I find myself in some cases where I'm like, oh, maybe it's close enough. Maybe we can bail water fast enough to save them. Sometimes I'll take that, you know, that sort of challenge on. But for the most part, no, you're right. It's not a good fit. If you picked a bad product or you got into private label with a bad budget, the issue is not whether hiring agencies is the right thing to do. It's you got bad information and you jumped without looking. All right. You did like a ready, fire, aim. So, you know, I highly recommend hiring an agency that specializes in PPC for where you are at. And where you are at, I mean, are you launching? Are you scaling? Or are you needing to boost profitability in anticipation of a big exit? This is usually not all the same agency. It's rare that you will find all this under the same roof. I started selling 15 years ago and I did it all in-house. All of it. Every shred of it. I had an exit under my belt before I hired the first person. And for years, I wore that as a badge of armor, like just out of ignorance. And, you know, those in the trenches skills on the ad side, especially that I've picked up over the last 15 years of doing this has allowed me to create the amazing agency that is Bluebird Marketing Solutions. Had I not been forced to get really good at it as a seller, I would have never been able to open the agency. And make no mistake, it was forced. I don't naturally love, you know, I'm more of like a reader and a visionary and an ideas person and connecting the dots and how to scale and how to make this work. Looking at reports and a bunch of data, that is the idea of a bad day for me. So I was forced to get really good at this stuff. And without it, I would never have been able to open an agency. And even though that has positively impacted at this stage thousands of brands over the last 15 years, and it's allowed me to give a great deal of value to the meetup group and people that needed information. Knowing everything that I know now, I would have 100% hired an agency. The time that I spent on PPC was time taken away from the other areas of my business where the real growth happens. And it's very difficult to see it when you're right on top of it. But the PPC is not where the real growth happens. So had I been able to do this, I would have been, you know, had I hired this out back then, had I even known that was an option back then, and when I started, there were no Amazon PPC agencies, but had I known that this was not where the real growth happens and it was in other areas of the business where life-changing money opportunities happen, I would have gotten to where I'm at a lot quicker. Hindsight is 2020 though. I have much love and respect for you all. If you're running your ads in-house, you're right. Do it. You know, if you hired somebody, you can micromanage all day to run your ads, you're right also. And if you hired an agency or multiple to do it for you, you're also right. It's your business and I just want to pay it forward. That's where I'm coming from on this episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Where do you weigh in on this great debate? Email me at carlos@wizardsofecom.com so that you can share this with me. Again, I really want to hear from you. Even if you say I hate the episode, at least I know somebody listened. I really want to hear from you. Keep crushing it, and I will talk to you next week.